would like to learn the Tosfos and the Sugya we had learned. Let us again start from Tosfos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Shma Mino Midrav Hune Ein Machzikin B'Nichsei Koten V'Afilu Higdil. Rav Hune had said that Ein Meiriden Korev L'Nichsei Koten, that we will not bring a korev into a nichsei koten, because he will be under the impression that it belongs to the korev and the korev will take it for himself. So therefore, ein marzikin benichsei. So that was the memra of Hune. So Rav said, shma minay midrav Hune ein marzikin. That Anochi also cannot have a chazoke benichsei koten vafilo higdol. Perish Rashi. Mida omar Rav Hune ein moirid in korev. Rav Hune said that we're not moirid a korev benichsei koten. Honochi, so it seemed, but a stranger, moiridim. You could bring a stranger into the kark of the cotton. So then there is a problem. If you bring in a stranger, maybe the stranger will be machzik in the kark. And he said he purchased it. Is a raya from Rav Hune, ein machzikim benichsei cotton v'afilu higdom. V'koshe. So Tosfos asks, the beloira vuhune kama mishnayish yesh shemamidin apetropis l'nichsei yisayme. Why did Rove have to bring this raya that ein marzikim benichsei koten from a member of Ravune? There are many mishnayis that say that yemamidin apetropis l'nichsei yisayme. Now, let us be afraid that Petropis will be marzik the karke for himself. Zaraya ein marzikin benichsei koten. Why did Rove have to prove this from this memra of Rav Hune? We learned mino bezdin la yishova. Bezdin was mamana na Petropis. And nichsei yisaimim, he doesn't have to swear. But al kaponim, this concept of meiridin nochi benichsei koten is not, we don't see this first from Rav Hune. This is often the Mishnayis. Meiridin apetropes lenichsei koten. That's one kasha. Void kasha. A second kasha. Heichi muchach midrav Hune da ein machzikin. Where do we see from Rav Hune that we're not machzik benichsei koten? Dilme itoyin shnei chazoke moil. Maybe you could be machzik benichsei koten. And a person will be 3 years in the kark and will say he purchased it from the koten, could be it that helps. If you could be marzik benichsei koten, so let us be afraid, he will taine that he purchased it, mishum deleka lemeichesh lemidi. Da al kochach kiven de meiriden, if we see that meiriden nochi lenichsei koten, that means we brought in Anochi benichsei koten when he was a koten. Im kain, yesh loidas loimer hovi edim shelokachta me'ovi. That means that we see clearly that the koten sees someone benichsei of it. Al kochach, the koten has das to ask him, could you please reprove that you bought it from my father. If he doesn't have this das, so it's a shrek. How could you bring an apetropis benichsei koten? The koten saw him there when he was a koten. and he's used to him, and he'll never ask any questions. Sa'al kochach. If we see that meridin nochi lenichsei cotton, you can make an apotropos that we see. Sa'al kochach, a cotton, even though he was used to him, bekatnusai, that he was there, he zicha will request from him, please prove to me that, show me how you acquired this karka. Vochenami, so just like the cotton has das to request a raya how you acquire this karka, vochinami yeshle ladas, he also has das, the limcha is besayv koshleisha, he'll also be meiche. That means in order that this person should not be machzik in the karka, could be the cotton has das, that he'll be meiche. So memele, so could be if he was there 3 years and there was no macho, so could be take machzikin. That's klal, the cotton has das to request a raya how he acquired it, because if not, how could you let anyone in benichsei cotton? Maybe he won't, the cotton will not have the das to request this, and he'll remain there finished. So al kochach, we have to say the cotton has das to request a raya. So could be the cotton has das also to be meiche. And if he wasn't moiche, so the taka aray that it was sold to him, so could be machzikin benichsei kot. So where do we see the whole raya since meiriden nochil nichsei kot? As a raya can't be machzik. Who says he can't be machzik? Could be if he's there 3 years and they weren't moiche, so could be he has a chazoke, and the chazoke is because he should have been meiche, and he could have been meiche. V'chitayim ha'pshita leiden yedei limcha is besayv gimel. If the Gemara understood that he does not know to be meiche, af ha'pishu niska lishel eide mechire, even though that's klor, he will request from him, bring proof that you purchased it, but the regilus utfeilish koyach macho besoif kol gimel, but he will not know to be meiche, im kein beloi ravu nepshite da in machzike. That means that din of meridin nochi lenichsei cotton, so one yediya we have to zich assume that he will be requested to prove how he acquired it. If that yediya, we're afraid that he will not be requested. We'd never be moired anochi benichsei kot. So al kochach, we have to assume that he has das to request this, prove how you acquired it. So could be he has das to be moiche also. And if he wasn't moiche, so yene has a raya of cheska sholoshonim. So how can you prove from this halacha from meiridin nochi benichsei kotin, that ein machzikin? Could be if he was there 3 years and the cut and he wasn't meiche, so it could be you do have a chazoke. And if you hold me svore, so it's not shmami no midaravune. In kein beloy ravune pshite da ein machzikin. So that's Tosfos kasha. Where do we see from ravune that ein machzikin? Could be if he's there 3 years, he has a chazoke. And why does he have a chazoke? Because the cotton should have had das to be moiche. And if he wasn't moiche, Zarayitake purchased it. V'yesh loima. Di lav ravune, mimashim amidem apetropes l'nichse yisoymim, ein loichiech da ein machzike. Without ravune, That what we know, you can bring an apotropos lenichse yesoimim. I do not know that ein marzikin without ravune. That filo marzikin leichashinan could be marzik. The number one leichashinan shema yachzik the bezden leyevaru ki im nemo. It could be one of two things. That means, could very well be, we don't have to declare that this Nochi will not be an honest person. If Bezdin is Meirit someone Benichsei Kotten, they make Birurim, is this person Elach or not Elach, and they will only let an Elach, a person, enter the Karke. So Memele, so this, without Ravuna, I would assume that whoever Bezen is Meirid Benichsei Kotten is Zicha Elech, and Bezen was Mevara this. So you don't have to be afraid Bechlal that he'll say that it's his when it's not his. That's number one. Oy Mishum, or without Ravuna, I would say the Yoda Limchais Beseif Kol Gimel Kedefrishis. Or maybe, it could be without Ravune, could be that he knows to be Meiche. Avo mida oma Ravune ein Meiridin Korayv. But since Ravune said, you cannot bring in a Korayv v'nichsei Kotten. Im Kain, so number one we see from Ravune, Choshish l'Ramoitz, that Ravune holds to something, that you should be afraid of Ramoitz. Because if you wouldn't be afraid of Ramois, so why can you bring a cotton? If Bezen is capable of being Mevara, whoever then moirit in the karka that this is an elecha person, so then that what Ravuna said, ein moirit in korev lenichsei cotton, he's going to say it's his chelik in the Yerusha, chas v'sholem. Bezen only takes elecha people. Ravuna said there is no such thing. You can never be secure. That's why ein meiridin korev lenichsei kotten, because we have to be afraid maybe this korev will be machzik in the karke and say that it's his chelik. Yeah, this is his chelik, he yashened it. So therefore we will not permit a korev to enter nichsei kotten. So from number one we see from Ravune, that Ravune holds there is no such thing that you can be secure that the person you're bringing into the karke is Elah. There's no such thing. Everyone is capable of being a Ramai. That's number one. And number two, in Keichoshish L'Ramois, V'gam Islay in Ravune also holds the loyeda limchais bekorev, that he will not be yoideya to be meiche bekorev, v'loimar and to say sodezu shal ovi, v'loihegia lechelkecho, because if he will go over to the korev and tell him that this karka belongs to my father and it's not yours, so then why can you be moirid akorev benichsei kotten? He'll go over to him and he'll tell him, Rabbi Yit, Anshuldik, it's my chelik, it's not your chelik. So from Ravuna we see he will not be moiche. From Ravuna we see we have to be chayish for Rama. So then, now that there's a din moirid in nochi lenichsei kotten, so l'chayre, we have a problem. Maybe the snochi is a Rama, and maybe he'll be machzik in the karke. So we see from this, ein machzikin benichsei kot. That was Rav's raya. Ve'im toima, so Tosfos asks the kasha, k'moy sheyesh loy ladas v'loyma l'nochi, Lishel Eidi Mechire, just like he'll request from the Nochi and ask him, bring a raya that you purchased it, and that's Muchach, because if he'll never ask the Nochi will remain there. And they forget about your machzik and ishmachzik, and he's going to remain there. So Al Kochoch he has das to ask him to prove how he acquired it. Kimoy kein yir loidas loima lekroivoy. I see raya shezeh higia lechelkecho. So he'll ask the korev When the Karev comes in, last the Karev, and Shuldik Bridaleiden, can you please prove for me that this is your Chalik? And the minute he's going to ask this Kashe, so the Karev can't prove it. So fakert. So why is Ein Meiriden Karev L'Nichsekot? V'yesh Loime the Gabi Karev Sovar Sha'imer Emes. The Karev, when the Karev is there, he thinks he's saying the truth. Shreishel Avim Hoya Sode. He knows Klor, the field belonged to their father. V'loy Asik Adaita Loima Aisiraya. He will not think to ask him, bring a raya. Aval lenochi masik adaita lemeima aisi raya edi mechira. Now, I'd like a little to elaborate on what Tosfos is saying over here. This is a very difficult Tosfos, and I'd like to try to explain the Tosfos. Tosfos, let's start from the end of Tosfos. Tosfos says there's an inyan of a request that this person, you were married someone in his karke, and I think we're spitting in here thing about a fellow higdil. Kozman, I think Kozman is a cotton. The stammers ain't nothing but to talk about. He's a cotton, he doesn't know anything. But when he'll become a godel, and there's a nochri there, he's going to go over to the nochri, and ask the nochri, anshuldigt, I know this karka once belonged to my father. That he knows. He knows it belonged to his father. You've been here for the last few years. Could you please tell me how you acquired it? I'm asking a question. I'm not chayshu. Just please, I'll ask you. Please show me how you acquired it. This question is poshet he's going to ask. Because there's a kasha, he has a legitimate right to ask. It belonged to his father, and this person is living here now, so the question arises, how did it become yours? You purchased it, so please show me the shtaraya that you bought it. Show me. This is a legitimate question which he will zicha ask. And the Nochi will have to show him. If the Nochi doesn't show him, so Rabid, this belonged to my father, Father the Cheskes Mori Kame, you say you bought it, you have no proof, I couldn't talk. So when it comes to the Nochi, we're secure. And this Shaila, is Zicha going to ask him? If the Nochi has proof, he has proof, and if he doesn't have proof, we'll kick him out of the kark. Fine. Then Tosfos says, but by a korev, there's no kasha, there's no shah. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? I know it belonged to our father, and you're my brother, so there's a kasha, what you're doing here? Mustama, you yash in this chalik. He won't. There's no kasha, there's no reason to request. Could you please show me how it became yours? I mean, the kasha doesn't begin. If you're my brother, and it belonged to our father, so Mistameh, it's your chalik. It's Mistameh your chalik. That's what Tosfos says. So by a nochi, he will request from the nochi, show to me a raya that you acquired it. Because this is normal. It belonged to my father. What are you doing here? This is a portion of the kasha. By a brother, he won't lay asika daita to ask any shailas. I mean, there's something wrong here. It belonged to the father. He's a brother. He's a yosh. Mustama, this is his chaylik. So we'll never get past first base. So we'll never ask him. So this shall be then. We'll remain there in Shalom HaYisrael. So that's why Ein Meiriden, Korev Lenichsei Koten, Medrin Nochi Lenichsei. Now, but now there's another Shaila over here. The Shaila is, and Bach Sechmir, the shaila is if machzik mefanochi is machzik benichsei kot. What does that mean? He will be there 3 years, and then he's going to say, now Rashi says clear, you know what's going to be? L'chayre tachsach mir, the shayla machzikin benichsei kotten means as follows. Machzikin benichsei kotten dachs me kozman, this person is a kotten. B'chlau, there's no musik of machzikin. Machzikin, Rashi says, he's going to tie, you sold it to me. He's going to tell, so kozman, he's a kotten, he can't tie anything, you sold it to me. He's going to be there 3 years after he's a godel. 3 years after he's a godel, he's going to be there. That's what Rashi says. Heichi machzinen nochi lenichsei kotten, shema ye biyodai mishe yagdel. He's going to be there 3 years after he became a godel. V'yito in ato machaltoli mishe godalto. And he's going to time, he's there 3 years. V'achalti shnei chazoke. That was what Rava was afraid of. Rava was afraid of that this nochi is going to be there 3 years after he became a godel, and after 3 years, he's going to go over to this, and then when this now he's a godel, and he's going to ask him, could you tell me how you acquired this karke? So look him straight in the face and say, how quiet, you sold it to me. What? I sold it to you? I said, yeah, I was here 3 years. You didn't? Sure. I threw away the shtar already. You sold it to me. I threw away the shtar. I was here 3 years, so finished. This was Rav's fear. Rav's fear was maybe this Nochi is going to be 3 years after he becomes a godel, and he's going to tell him, you sold it to me, and I was here 3 years. And I was here 3 years, and in Fakelta, you didn't check on me, so Fakelta, I see you're a person. And now, after 3 years, you come over to me, you ask me how I got into this culture. So I say, I bought it from you. You said, where's the style? I was here 3 years, and you didn't bother me, so I threw it away. That was what Rava was afraid of. That's what Rashi says. Rava was afraid of, he's going to Taina after 3 years, I bought it from you. And I have a chazok. So because of this, Rava said, ooh, so how are we moired anochi into nichsei kotten? He's going to be machzi. Is the teretz ein machzikim benichsei nochi. Benichsei kotten. I mean, that after 3 years, Bezen will tell him it's no raya. It was there 3 years, and the kotten didn't know to be moired. That's our gemara. How do we know that the kotten does not know to be moiche? From Rav Huna. Rav Huna. So Tosfos says we know from Rav Huna because he won't tell him it's my karke, and so just like Rav Huna said that he won't be moiche in the korev, so we know from Rav Huna he won't be moiche in the nochi. So therefore, ein machzikin benichsei kotten. That's what Tosfos says. So there's a shekel of a problem over here. It's no raya. How can you stel to a korev to a nochi? Tosfos ends off by saying, is he going to ask the korev, tell me how it became yours? So Tosfos, he won't ask him. No kasha. Will he ask the Nochi? He sure will. That Tosfos says. So now Tosfos says, from that what I see, he's not moiche. That what I see, he's not moiche by a korev. I see he won't be moiche by a Nochi, and therefore ein machzikin benichsei Nochi. And shuldig. He's not moiche by a korev because there's no kashas. He takes it for granted. There's no kashas why he's here. But by a noch it is a kasha, so he'll be moiche also. And if he's not moiche, it's a gaitak, he sold it to him. This kasha, the Maram asks, the Maram Shif asks, it's a shekel of a kasha. I think Pshat and Tosfos is as follows. Tosfos is speaking about two inyonim. Tosfos is speaking about a request and about a protest. There's two different inyonim. There's a request to ask someone, could you please show me how you acquired the karka? This request is not necessarily because I'm choshed you. No, but it's a request. It's a legitimate request. Now let's start by Anochi. Anochi, the cotton knows, now he's a godel already. He knows that this karka once belonged to his father. Now this person is living there. He can, the request to ask him, could you please show me how you acquired the karka, does not necessarily mean I'm choshed you. I know the karka belonged to my father. Now you're here. So I want to find out how it belonged to you. You bought it. You show me you bought it. What's going to be if tomorrow someone else is going to tell me that he bought it from my father? I want to be mevara. What's happening over here? I knew Claude once belonged to my father. Now I see you here. So not that I'm choshed you, but I want to ask you, please show me how you acquired the karka, which is a legitimate request, which this request is not built because he's choshed him. It's a request that one legitimately has to ask, this karka once belonged to my father, you're living here, could you be mevara? How it became yours? Someone's going to tell me tomorrow he bought it for my father. I mean, I have to know. So show me how you, a request is without shot. This request to go over to his brother and ask him, Brida Leiben, could you please tell me how is it that you're living in the karka? Tosfos says, Leyasi Gadaita, he's there, so I'll request him. So I understand myself. He's a son and the father died, so he's there. A request is will not be asked because there's no kasha. There's no reason for a request. Chazal tell us, kapdeyu v'chashteyu. This Chazal tell us, one should be mechabed ayid, but at the same time you should be choshed him. There's a merdik emor in Kiddushin that a person had a neirech and he was on the top floor, and there was a ladder that went up from the ground to the top floor, and it was Machnes Eirich. He gave him a whole suite for himself, but at night he took away the ladder. Lemaisa, this Eirich was a ganav, so he was packing up all the things in the top floor. He planned to steal all the things and to go down. After he packs everything up, to his dismay, he sees that the ladder was taken away. Kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. Chazal tell us there's such an inyan. Don't. Kabdeyu v'chashdeyu. There's a din. One should take precautions and be choshed. Now, if a person would be mekayim, if this cotton would be mekayim, this maima chazal, kabdeyu v'chashdeyu, he sees his brother there. There's no kasha why he's there. Okay, but chashdeyu. There's a din chashdeyu. Go over to him and shuldik. Could you boost me? Could you please, that's called macho. Macho means a protect. Could you please prove to me that it's yours and not mine? There's a seder of chashdeyu. And if this cotton would not be influenced by the circumstances. He was here the whole time, and if he wouldn't have been influenced by the circumstances that he was here the whole time, he would be choshed him. And he would ask him, prove to me that it's yours. But since, Rav Huna says, but there's a big problem over here, since he was in this carcass, since when he was a cotton, so now when he becomes a godel, he won't be choshed him. He won't be choshed him. So if he won't be choishetim, so Mamele, he won't go and tell him, it's my karka. Taisa says, what Machom? Machom is about, if I'm not choishetim, how can I go and tell him such a thing, it's my karka, not your karka? He's not choishetim. Rav Huna was machadish. If you went into the karka when he was a cotton, and the cotton is used to seeing you the whole time, when the cotton becomes a godel, he won't be choishing you. He won't be choishing you. The concept of chashdeyu is not applicable. Now, let's speak about anochi for 1 minute. We have anochi. Anochi was there the whole time. Now, he became a godel, this cotton becomes a godel. This Taisvah says he'll request from him, could you please show me, this does not work with chat. This is a legitimate request. Could you please show me, it once belonged to the father, now it, I see it just could be, show me how you acquired it. Someone's going to tell me tomorrow that my father sold it to him. This is a request without chat. So Mamela, the request he's going to make. Fine, the request he's going to make. Now, when this cotton, he became a godel now. He became a godel. And now, the request, he's going to go over to the Nochi. And he's going to ask the Nochi, show me how you acquired it. Will he do this after the Bar Mitzvah? Or could, or he has time? I'll ask him next year. Zum Rentnish, I'm not choishetim. I'll ask him next year. I'll ask him the new year after. I can ask him after 3 years. I just need this bill to find out how he acquired it. Maybe someone else will tell me that he bought it. So I need the bill. The minute he's not choishet him, he can go over to him after 3 years also and ask him, Reb Yid, how did you acquire the karka? And after 3 years, you know what he's going to tell him? No, I acquired the karka, I bought it from you. He said, what? You bought it from me? He said, yeah, I was here 3 years, you want moichet. Since Rav Huna was mechadish, that there's no concept of chashdeyu by a korin, so there's no concept of chashdeyu by nochi also. So that means the birul of asking him, could you please show me how you acquired the karka? Since he's not choshedim, it's a brentnish that he should ask him the day of the bar mitzvah. He can ask him a year later, he can ask him 2 years later, he can ask him 3 years later. Because he's not choshedim. That's what Rav Huna said. He's not moiche. That means because he's not choishetim. That's what Rav Huna was machadish. So if you're not choishet a korev, you're not choishet a nochi also. So you might come to ask him after 3 years. And that'll be a catastrophe. And he's going to say he bought it off you. That was Rav's raya. Rabbi said Rav Huna was megala to us that if a person enters a karka when he was a cotton, the concept of chshat, the concept of macho, the concept of protesting is not applicable. He's not choishetim. He's not choishetim. That's what Rav Huna was mechadish. And if he's not choishet a korev, he's not choishet a nochi either. He'll ask him to shebevah how he acquired it. But not mitayrus chshat, mitayrus request. But he'll never protest, what are you doing here, because he's not choshed him. So it could very well be, he'll be there 3 years, and then he'll ask him, as a matter of routine, that maybe show me the shtar, that my father sold it to you, and said, no, your father didn't sell it to me, you sold it to me. And he's gonna be matzik. Because that's why Rav Huna said, that's why Rav said, "Is ois gespart for Rav Huna, ein machzikin benifsei koten." Maimar Hamuzga, my shver zechayin lebroche, he wrote in his tzavor, kapdeyu vechashdeyu. A moiridikizach. He said like this. He said that by a child, there's a mitzvah of kibud ofein. The child has to think the father's a godol, he's a tzaddik, that's kapdeyu. But after the Ptire Chashdei, then you have to be Choshed, and who knows what he was, could be he's burning in Gehenna, he needs your Tfilis, he needs your Mishnayis, he needs your, then it's Chashdei, it's Kavdei v'Chashdei, after it's to be v'Chashdei, so therefore he asked all the children to learn 2 years Mishnayis for him. That's it, Kavdei v'Chashdei. Okay, let's go a little further. Loishna Ovid Itida Loimachsine. So the Gemara says, Afilu they had made a shtar chalukim. So they made a shtar chalukim. So now we, l'chayre, we have nothing to be afraid of, that this korev will say that it's his chalik. There's a shtar chalukim. V'imtayma de becheskes abatim amrin and iti de kole islo. There's a kol. So what's there to be afraid of? V'shlame b'yisayme mechmiru yoysa. A kol lehin, a kol leher. But by Yisraimim, they were machmer, he won't be aware of the koil, and so therefore they said, ein meriden, korev, nechse koti. Now, the Gemara detailed Amaisa, we hear Amaisa as follows. There was a Safta that had 3 daughters. The Safta was captured, 1 daughter was captured with her, 1 daughter died and left over a cotton, and 1 daughter was alive here. So now, the Shaila was, what to do with the karka. Now, so Abaye had a problem. Abaye had a problem like this. If the Safta and the Brata died, if the Safta and the Brata died, so it comes out that half of the Yerusha belongs to the Brata that's here, half of the Yerusha belongs to the cotton. Fine. So then, you can't, so belongs to the cotton, so he cannot let the achta, which is here, take care of the whole karka, because Eimeridin Korev will nichse cotton. Maybe the safta died. Maybe the safta died, so it's nichse cotton. So we can't let the achta take care of the whole karka. To let the cotton in half of the karka, maybe the Safta didn't die. They meriden cotton lenichse shobi because it'll be mekalk. So that was the problem that Abaye had. We have here a problem. Since I don't know, is the Safta dead? Is the Safta not dead? So he had a problem. What to do? So I can't let the Achta take care of the whole karka because maybe the Safta died. I can't be machnis the cotton and half of the karka, because maybe the Safta is alive, I'm reading cotton beneath the shop. V'im taima, frektoisvis, hod is nan perikol aget, amei vi get mim dines ayam, v'inicha izoki noi choyle, noisn lo becheske shuhukai. There's a mission in Gittin, a person brought a get from Medinas Hayom. The husband who sent the get, let's be Megashim the Indian, they didn't have any children. There was a Yovam around. The husband was a Zokin. He was a Chayla. He wanted to make sure that his wife is Geget before he dies. V'nicha Yizokin HaChayla. He's in Medina Zayom. She's in Eretz Yisrael. I have no way of knowing when the Shliach comes to Eretz Yisrael if the husband is still alive, if the husband died already. I have no way of knowing. Zakte Mishne Noisni lo Becheska Shukai. There's a din chazoke. We learn how to pass, we learn how chazoke from Nega, you learn how to chazoke. I shtel the husband Becheskas Chai. He's Becheskas Chai, he's alive. You go and give her the get. She gets married. I don't have to be afraid the husband died. She's okay. The husband is alive. Fagnish kein kashis. Klanish kein shailis, the husband is alive, she's geget, and she's allowed to get married. There's a din chazoke. Fraktaisis amurdike kasha. Here, all of a sudden, Abaye is klanga shaila. Abaye is klanga shaila. Now, what's with this karka? If the saft is alive, I have no problem. So the achte goes into the whole karka, mariden korev lenichse shobri, the achte goes and takes care of the whole karka. So Abaye said, oh, but maybe the saft died. The Safta died, so now half of the karka belongs to the cotton. Why should you think such things? that the Safta died. Zadin cheskes chai, shtelo an chazoke. That's Taisvis Kasha. V'yeshloima, so Taisvis wants to make an ekimte, the Safta igiya legvulis. She was a pas shmoinim already. Megvulis shmoinim shone. Tohosam amrinim ki igiya legvulis chayshina. I mean, that's from 70 to 80, nechizokin, fine. This cheskes chai. From 80 on, it's not, you don't sell a cheskes chai, you won't give a get either if you don't know she's alive. And speaking about the gil and gvuris, you don't sell a chazoke, you don't give a get. Shalom ayisla. That's what I said. Ach kosh. The besamach amrine. Later the Gemara says, palge yavina la'achte, you give, later they found out that the Safta died. The Safta died. Now the Shaila is about the Achta, the Brata that was with her. So, Palge Yevine La Achta, you give her a half, because half belongs to her. Praktoisvis, Treitilsi Avala Lemese, you should give two-thirds. Bafilu Shribe Safta, Afilu the Safta died, so half Sicha belongs to the Achta. But the brati of the shtel and cheskas chai. I'm back again with my kasha. The Gemara says when they found out that the Safta died, so you give half to the achta, that's her chelik in the Yerushas as Safta, half, okay, for the kotel, make an apotropos for him, and the other third, And the other third, we give a sixth, this one a sixth, this one, because on the brata, we don't know if the brata is alive or dead. But I said, what do you mean you don't know if the brata is alive or dead? The brata is alive, ishtal lecheskes chai. Akosh, the besomach amrin en hilkech palge yavin elachta. But I said, streitil se havla lemeisev. You should give two-thirds. Da filu shchive safta, filu de safta die, mistome brata loy shchive. Because you still the brat on the cheskes chai. So the brat is the cheskes chai. So meridin korim le nichsi shovi. The lack of the meme, the brat and nami higil le gvuris. Oh, say no, no. The brat was also abashmoinim. Dim kain, if the brat was abashmoinim, dim kain safte is palge. So then the safte was more than abastishim. She had a daughter that's now 80 years old, so she was over 90. The Gemara says, over 90. If you're ready, you was eichet over 90, there's nothing but to worry about. Then you might have done on cheskes chai. The fear is from 80 to 90, but after 90, given the polak, he went over the hump, after 90 is... So if you will say, before they knew that the Safta died, they were chayish, maybe she's dead. So you chayish, maybe she's dead. So kolchoch, you might say she was a bashmoinim. But then from the second, later we see that were chayish that the brata was dead. So if the brata was a bashmoinim, so then we're back to the first kasha. The gabiget afkem rinem becheske shukayim b'shum igune b'chein b'shvil the reshash wants to be geiris takolas kolben b'achilas trume avol hoche adarabe ichmiru b'nichse yesoimem lahachzik asafte ubrate b'meise. Amrine lerd afilu ba'ovedite loy machsinen afogav de isla kolo. Now let's explain what Taisha says over here. Zamoyredike trubas hadesh. Let's go backwards. Taisha first says like this. Let's go back to the kasha. The kasha was that why am I afraid that this, the first Baba, before I didn't know anything, I was afraid maybe the Safta died. So I said, why should we be afraid the Safta died? So the Teretz on this Kasha is, you're right. no problem. Yisaimim hechmiru. Yisaimim, when it came to Nichse Yisaimim, you don't go with a Shulchan Aruch. They were machma by Yisaimim, that'll be good. They were machma by Yisaimim. And Taisa says, I'll prove to you they were machma by Yisaimim, because I thought there was an itido, there was a shtar chaluke, that this karka belongs to him, and there's a koil. Chazal of it. You can't rely on anything. The Yisaimim, we have to be machma. So, Adarab, by Yisaimim, you don't shtalant chazaka. They were machma. That means, min ha-feich ishtalant chazaka. There's no thing. Yizich ishtalant chazaka. By Yisaimim, Adarab, by Yisaimim, they were machma. Yisaimim, they were machma. So now, Taisa says, oh, so you make chumras now. So, just like you machma by Yisaimim, maybe she was nifta, and it's if say Yisaimim. So why, by get, aren't you machma? Make chumras, good, but not tell you, shtal lachazok. But why aren't you machma by get? Don't shtal lachazok. Maybe the husband died, and she's a yevam alashuk. It says there are three things over there in the Mishnah. It says three things. One thing it says, a person sent a get medinis yom peretz yisrael, you give it to his wife, becheske shulchai. A person, a koyin, left his wife in eretz yisrael, he went to medinis yom, she's allowed to eat truma. Becheske shulchai, he's alive. A person sent a chatos from medinis yom peretz yisrael, makrim noise becheske shulchai. Three days, you shall not chazok. So Taisus, so the Tumas Adesha says, Taisus said, Taisus just opened up a can of worms. Taisus says, yeah, but I tell you, Shalom Chazoka. But by Yisaimim, we're not. So now Taisus has a problem. Taisus has a problem. If you are machmel by Yisaimim, why are you machmel by get? Why are you machmel by tum? You say, come, it's good. You're machmel. So why are you machmel by get? Why are you machmel by tum? Why are you machmel by tum? So Taisus says, listen, chumras also have their mocking. You want to be machma by get and say what? Maybe he died already. I won't rely on chazak. And what will be your chumas? It will be an agune. No. You don't make chumas to make a idine agune. So there's no mocking to make a chumas. You want to be machma that his wife shouldn't eat truma. There's a mitzvah to eat truma. Don't make chumas. Tamazai. By Kobin, you'll say what? So the Rishash has pshat in Taisvis. By Koban, you'll say, we won't be makrim the Koban until we'll get an email that he's alive. So you're going to leave this Koban around. People will be nifshul v'gizl v'avoyde. I'm achma. I won't be makrim it. So the Mishum takol is a Koban. You don't do such thing. So that's the teretz of Taisvis. Taisvis is saying, me'ike den yishtala chazoke. And the Mishnah getting the zichah no mokim to be machmir zichah shlomika nina chazokim. And here by Yisaimim they were machmir. They were machmir because Yisaimim the nebuch, so they were machmir Yisaimim. That's the first teretz. The second teretz of Taisus is inami hoche shenishbu chayshin and tveidul memesul vishaosu lem yisuvim. Taisus, the second teretz says, you can't shtel tzu the Mishnah in Gittin, you can't shtel tzu the din chazoke. To our case, it's Nishbu, who knows what they did with them, Shavri Hakelboy, it's Shekler, so maybe they don't have a Cheskes Chai anymore. Agavuchet is a Murdik, a Machlik is the Bach and the Shach. The Bach said Pshat in Taisvis, a woman cannot be Seivul Makis in Yisurim. And that what Taisvah says by a shvuyah, don't shtal on chazaka, we're talking about the safta and the daughter, that's by a woman. A woman can't be soivul yisurim, we don't shtal a woman by a on cheskes chai. But if a person is a shovi, a man, shtal on chazaka. That's what the Bach says, and the Shach says on this Bach, divrei teime v'divrei nevius. He doesn't know where the Bach got this from. He says, Taisha says, by a shovi you don't sell a chazoke, period. You don't sell a chazoke. A shovi is announced the matzav, you don't sell a chazoke, period.